This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100
word stories. Hello and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. My name is Lawrence Simon, and usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or one of the gang of writers here who send stories during the week. But it's Saturday, and cartoons suck these days. And it's too hot to mow the lawn. And it's time to go back to school and you're just, So I think it's time for a weekly challenge. I'll post the topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 20th weekly challenge. Most people who participate in the weekly challenge read their own stories aloud and send me the audio file. But there's a few folks out there who have put their microphone too close to the speakers and have ended up blowing out their recording device with feedback. For them, we have a perverted midget sex slave on call, ready to assist in recording their story, that is. The topic this week was selected by Caleb Bullen on the Black Tie Martini Club podcast, and it's the word exposition. We're back down to 9 participants this week. What's the deal? Is school starting? Is it difficult? Anyway, even though it's only 9 participants, we still need to figure out who goes first. And, as always, it's the winner of last week, and that's Kolek from The Collective. He's trying out a new series here, so let's see what he's got for us. Take it away, Kolek.
Hello, Kolek here with another 100-word story. George Garrison was overjoyed at the success of his exhibition. The corporation EVIL was going to pay him handsomely for his efforts. The popular drink he was marketing had a secret chemical which will allow EVIL to control minds. The enterprise of Vicious, illegal lumberjacking, could now make people vote for Republicans who would help EVIL destroy the rainforest for profit. However, there was an inquisitive, progressive young female reporter who was about to uncover it all. She had to be stopped before she exposed their plans. George called in the heavily armed corporate security detail to grab her. Well, that's today's 100-word story by Kolek. Check out The Collective for some more 100-word stories and radical right-wing views.
That was Kolek from The Collective. Congratulations, Kolek. Once we present the winner, we move on to the rookies, if there are any. No rookies this week. Sorry. How about the veterans? Can we present those? Yeah, let's do it. Let's do them in the order that I've received them. And the first up is Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops.
It's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops with my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The title of my story this week is Hapless Harry. Harry was a nerdy fellow, a loner, desperate for companionship. He heard about the big computer trade show coming. Maybe he could really show his stuff there, make some friends, maybe even score a chick. He prepared vigilantly, even working out a bit for an added measure. He noticed the large crowds and quickly found a quiet corner where he could present his greatness to the world. Unfortunately, Harry had only one showing. The police were called and he was quickly escorted from the building. The security guard shook his head at Harry. "This isn't that kind of exposition, you pervert."
Thank you. That was Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. Next up is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Looks like he's been collaborating with the midget for some reason. I saw him the other day talking with the guy. Why would you talk to a perverted sex slave midget? I guess we'll find out. What were you working on, midget?
You know, I never set out to be a perverted sex slave. I mean, it's just a role. It pays the bills. I wanted to be a leading man. I studied with the Royal Shakespearean Company in London until they wanted to form an all-little people Shakespeare company. As if little people need to be segregated. So, I went to Hollywood. But you know how it is. The only directors hiring little people are Gilliam and Lynch. They're hardly prolific. So, now I'm doing this irregular podcasting gig as a perverted sex slave. It just seems so small.
Well, it is kind of small. I mean, have you looked at the stats any time recently? Oh, that was a little work from Caleb collaborating with the midget. Okay. Next up is Caroline from Quadra Island. Let's see what she's come up this time.
Hi, this is Caroline from Quadra. This is my submission for the 100-word story this week. The word is exposition, and the story is public speaking. Charles received a standing ovation. His exposition on public speaking was second to none. He was very proud. He missed nothing. He expounded the joys of the job, how to dress, how to use appropriate facial expressions and eye contact, include humor if the body of the speech allowed. The main points should reinforce the thesis statement. To beam with confidence like he was doing now, have an opening that commands attention, and finish with aplomb. He did. He left the stage and fell into the orchestra pit.
There is no orchestra pit here, but you know what? That's what the litter boxes are for. Next up is T.A. Marquette from the Footnote Podcast. I wonder what he's got in store. Ooh, let's hit play.
Hello, night people. My name is Tom, and this is the 20th weekly challenge for the 100 word story podcast at podcastingisfullofcrap.com. The following is a nearly true family story. The title of the tale is The Day Mama Met the Devil. The park was the best place to see the lights. Great grandmother loved the Ferris wheel's glow reflecting the lake. She had been to the exposition once and longed to return. A dream, said the doctor, giving Marie a horrible fright. Dr. Holmes appeared from nowhere, and Marie turned quite red in the cheeks. Oddly, this appealed to the doctor. He smiled in a way that sent shivers down her spine. She dashed back to her cluster of cousins. The doctor strolled back to the castle. The devil basking in the glow of the white city, thought Marie.
T.A. Marquette from the Footnote Podcast. Now we've got regular veteran extraordinaire Andrew Ian Dodge from andrewiandodge.com, Growing Old Disgracefully, all over the place. I'll present the links to everyone later in the poll. Here's Andrew Ian Dodge with his latest 100-word tale.
This is Andrew Ian Dodge, and here is my entry for the word exposition. The singer gave a splendid exposition of her talents. She made a song, normally barely audible to the human ear, sound beautifully exotic and enticing. She sang to the throng as they stood on the cliffs above. The modern travelers, who were camped on the top of the cliff, became enthralled by the music being sung below them. They barely knew they were losing control of their minds and their wills. The variety of the drugs in their systems did not help their control. Gravity sped their descent onto the rocks below, bodies quickly taken under the sea by writhing tentacles.
Cool. Tentacles. Next up is Liana, whose name I always spell wrong or mispronounce or wind up choking on and having to get the Heimlich maneuver. Well, Liana, I think I got it right this week. So, what have you got to say for yourself?
Hi there, I'm Liana. This is my 100-word story submission for this week's challenge number 20, the topic being exposition. North Pole Exposition 2010, Philby said excitedly. It took 3 years for Santa to listen and 4 more to understand the concept. Christmas was no longer cool. Gothic kids had made Halloween the in thing, and now the elves needed a new purpose. His strategy was to sell their products. This would show off their fine workmanship and allow them to mingle with mankind. It would have worked, too, if humans were more tolerant of the bitter cold. Instead, they all froze to death in a matter of minutes. Philby sighed and crossed out the idea, chalking it up to experimentation.
That was Liana reminding us that it's probably Christmas season already.
What is it, Piper? What is it? Is it time for Allison? You want to meow? You want to say hi to everybody? Say hi, Piper.
Okay, Pipey's purring. She's a happy kitty, and it's time for Allison.
Hello, this is Ellison, welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Today's story, Exposed, is an entry in weekly challenge number 20. When it came to running his company's booth at the triennial trade show and exposition, Morty was the master. He would arrange for all of the supplies and equipment to be delivered. Everything showed up in the right place at the right time, nothing gone missing. He staffed the booth with the most knowledgeable salespeople and filled the reception area with beautiful models to attract passersby. Sales of his company's clothing for clergymen would always spike as a result of his efforts, and yet Morty never got promotion one. His own fault. The title on his business card read, Chief Exhibitionist. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
That was Ellison of Blogged Ellison, a unique experience every time. Now we've got, returning after 15 weeks, P.J. Heckman letting us know, from No Deep Thoughts, her thoughts on exposition.
Hi there, this is P.J. from nodeepthoughts.blogspot.com. And this is my entry for the 20th edition of the 100-word challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This week's theme is exposition, and yes, I did have to look that up in the dictionary. Paula was positive that her newest idea was a winner. She had read in a trade magazine that the best way to introduce an innovative product was to promote it at a local exposition. She stapled some tacky paper tablecloths to the banquet tables provided to her by the conference center and carefully pinned posters to the curtains in her tiny booth. She strategically placed her merchandise in an eye-catching manner and filled a candy dish with stale mints. It was showtime. The doors were opening for the 2006 Bridal Extravaganza. Lie detectors at a bridal show? Brilliant.
Welcome back, PJ, and I hope to hear more from you, you know, and more often. 15 weeks is a little too long. Come back. Please, everyone, if you've taken a break, come back to us. Except for, you know, this one. You know, now that Pluto's no longer a planet, I can just imagine the reaction of the International Astronomers Union to the application from
Planet Z.
It'll probably be rejected since Planet Z is only big enough to fit in this podcast once a week.
The first World's Fair and Exposition was not in Paris, London, or Manhattan. It was held outside Grok's Cave tens of thousands of years ago. Many caves had been set up to promote the achievements of the fledgling species, Homo sapiens. Grok showed off his invention, fire, to the assembled crowds, burning a few gawkers. Arag showed off spear, better than club, bash, stab, and hurl. Ul displayed his wheel at the transportation pavilion. Inside, he shared his bold vision, flying cars by the end of the century. When flying cars didn't happen, Arag stabbed Ul with his spear.
Hey, where's the music? There's supposed to be the hoedown music. Come on, hurry up, midget. Come on, you know, get that record spinning. Move it, come on. All right, there we go. There you have it, 10 stories about exposition. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories to be a part of the weekly challenge. Which one was the best? Well, head over to the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite one from this week. And notice that they're checkboxes, so you can vote for more than one at once, but only one ballot per week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner gets to go first in the 21st weekly challenge, and they get to pick the topic for the 22nd. Thank you, Piper. There's more to do at the archive site than just vote. You can check out the show notes, find links to everyone who sent in a story this week. There's archives of all the 100-word stories so far, nearly 800 to choose from. And all the past weekly challenges, too. There's Podcatcher subscription options. One click and you're in iTunes. You can rate this podcast in Yahoo, iTunes, Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle. Speaking of which, once again, nobody added as a fan. Go figure. Then there's the book. Oh, yeah. 100 100-word stories by Lawrence Simon. It's available through Cafe Press, and the link is on the archive site. We'll be back with more 100-word stories tomorrow, and next week it'll be yet another weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit, but until then, thanks for listening, and as always, I ran out of music. I guess I didn't keep it brief.